Minister responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight, is rejecting claims from the public that Cropova is losing its cultural roots. Responding to recent concerns that heritage elements are being phased out, Dr. Munro-Knight says the culture remains deeply embedded in the festival. She notes that significant investment has been made to preserve traditional bands and costumes.
If you really studied what happened when we did the ceremonial delivery of the last kings, all of the traditional elements that you have within Barbadian society, including Mr. Harding, was there as part of that. If you look at what happened at Junior Kudumut, people talk about heritage bands, about culture being infused. That's where we saw it. In Junior Kudumut this year, you had the greatest amount of schools, bands, and community bands coming forth. And if you look at the costumes and the level of costumes and what was put on there, it tells us that the culture and heritage is still embedded. And that didn't come by accident. That came specifically by investment by the National Culture Foundation.
She says participation in the festival is growing and there's renewed public confidence in its traditions.
They're, again, one of the biggest audiences that we've had for Pandemonium. And I think that says so, as much as there has been discussion around it. The evidence, though, I think is a little bit different. I stand corrected, but what I also understand is that we're seeing, again, the return of some of the bands, again, for Grand Kudumut. So I think we have more band registration for this year, 2024, than we had for 2024. That says something, right? That says something about confidence in the festival. It says something about people seeing the Cropova Festival, again, as something that they want to be part of.
Minister responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Recent assaults on women in Barbados have ignited urgent appeals from the Save Foundation for more stringent penalties against perpetrators. Chairman and founder Liesl Daisley expressed her dismay over the latest attack, emphasizing that authorities must take a firm stance against those who commit such egregious crimes.
I hope that the young lady is getting counseling because that has to be a traumatic experience for her. I can't imagine the trauma that she must be still experiencing as a result of that attack. But I hope, though, that we can enforce our laws and not continue to give people slaps on the wrists for this kind of behavior. It is unacceptable, and we need them to feel the full weight of the law.
She further stressed the critical need for specialized interventions targeting men, especially those with a history of violence.
I don't know if these people are in their right minds because it was so extreme over something so trivial. His reaction and behavior was so unnecessary and uncalled for. We have to intervene, give them anger management, counseling. We need to even go through some kind of substance abuse program with these people.
Chairman and founder of the Save Foundation, Liesl Daisley. A troubling statistic from the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit indicates that more than half of all ex-inmates return to criminal activity. Senior research analyst Kurt Goodrich told Starcom Network News that although this high rate of reoffending is a long-standing issue, it continues to be a major concern for authorities. Goodrich pointed to various contributing factors, including the pervasive problem of unemployment.
Recidivism rate in Barbados is above 50% across the three areas that we look at, which is rearrested recidivism, reconviction recidivism, and re-imprisonment recidivism. So the rearrest recidivism rate was at 63%, the reconviction recidivism rate was at 55%, and the reincarceration recidivism rate was at 53%. That would mainly be caused by barriers to reintegration into society, so difficulties finding a job, unwillingness of employers to employ previously convicted persons, weak family structures and weak family bonds, poor social support systems when they get out of prison. Those are the areas that would mainly contribute to the recidivism.
Senior research analyst at the Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit, Kurt Goodrich. A retired Anglican bishop is urging more young clergy to step forward and help tackle rising crime by reconnecting with communities. Canon Dr. Rufus Broom, who marked the 32nd anniversary of his consecration as Bishop of Barbados yesterday, says there's been a decline in pastoral engagement, especially in schools and neighborhoods. He believes the church once played a vital role in shaping values, and that its return to active community involvement can help address many of the social issues.
We need some younger clergy to be able to identify with the younger people in the community. I recall when I served at St. Peter for 19 years, and we had the Anglican Young People's Association, we had the brigade. Every week, we would go to the schools as clergy. Because I can recall going to St. Clement's Boys School, and there were persons of other denominations who attended that school. But because we were poor, and we were not very often able to go to church on a Sunday, at least there was that teaching from that relationship between church and school, which helped us tremendously.
He says focus needs to be on ministering and not condemning young people.
I would like to think that the church needs to be more involved with the young people. And quite honestly, very often, instead of condemning, we need to be able to look at people and find them where they are. And I say, how can I minister to these people where they are, instead of just condemning? A number of occasions in my own ministry when I was able to meet people where they were in life and then minister to them from there.
Retired Bishop of Barbados Canon Dr. Rufus Broom. And finally, President Donald Trump has decided to pull the United States out of the UN Culture and Education Agency, UNESCO, repeating a move he took in his first term that was reversed by Joe Biden. According to the White House, the withdrawal from the Paris-based agency will take effect from the end of this year, of next year, the end of next year. White House spokeswoman Anna Kelly said UNESCO supports woke, divisive cultural and social causes that are totally out of step with the common sense policies that Americans voted for. Meanwhile, UNESCO chief Audrey Azoulay said she deeply regretted Trump's decision, but it was expected and UNESCO had prepared for it. Recapping the headlines. Minister with responsibility for culture says crop over traditions are still strong with increased participation this year. An organization that helps people escape from violence is calling for harsher penalties for perpetrators. The Criminal Justice Research and Planning Unit reports an over 50% re-offenders rate. A retired Anglican bishop urges young clergy to reconnect with people to address the surge in youth violence. And President Donald Trump pulls the U.S. out of UNESCO for a second time. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.